Hello, GWA. Now, some of you requested for me to be involved in an audio, so here I am. This is QLNF, and I am joined by the lovely Sinful Stella. Say hello. Now, she has got herself into quite the predicament. A couple of you requested that she should be tied a little bit. And so that's what we've done. Her feet are tied to the end of the bed, spread pretty wide. Isn't that right, Sinful Stella? Let's work our way up. In between her legs, what have you got tied?
The magic wand.
Yes, you have. With the attachment she hasn't tried yet, by the way. And then if we work our way up, we have your arms, which are loosely bound, but wrapped around so she can really pull on them. And she's also blindfolded. And then we had an interesting request that caught my eye, and that's to see just how quiet she can be, because so far they've all had warnings on for being too loud. So let's do a safe one, shall we? One where when you listen to it, people don't think that you're killing someone inside your house. So, I've set a goal of 7.5 minutes, but I think I might cut that down, or maybe make it longer. I think we'll play it by ear. I think every time she talks, we'll add time. We'll see how much time is added by just how loud she is. So, Sinful Stella, let's start the clock. Setting 2. Good girl.
God.
Do it. Quietly now. Ooh, that was a bit loud. You're gonna have to be quieter than that. Can you manage it? Focus, pet. Maybe I should give you something to focus on. Perhaps I should read some literature. Would you like me to read you maybe a scene from Romeo and Juliet, perhaps? I've been asking for that for a while. So why don't we do that? Yeah? You're learning. I'm gonna pick a random scene, let's say scene 3 of Act 1, and I'm gonna read through it. If you interrupt me at any point, there will be hell to pay. Is that understood? Now, not a word. Or moan, or even loud breathing. That was too loud. You've got to be quieter than that. Now, Act 1, Scene 3. Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth to me. Now, by my maidenhead at 12-year-old, I bade her come. What lamb? What ladybird? God forbid, where's this girl? What Juliet? How now? Who calls? Your mother. Madam, I am here. What is your will? This is the matter. Nurse, give leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again. I have remembered me. Thou's here our counsel. Thou knows my daughter's of a pretty age. Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour. She's not 14. I'll lay 14 of my teeth, and yet, to my team be it spoken, I have but 4. She is not 14. That was too loud. How long is it now till Lammastide? A fortnight and odd days. Need to be careful. Even or odd, of all days in the year. Come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14? Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age, well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me, but, as I said, on Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she. Marry, I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake now 11 years, and she was weaned, I shall never forget it. For all the days of the year, upon that... Hey! Don't you dare do that again. Don't you dare. If you do that, the consequences will be severe. I will pretty much do anything people ask me to do to you tomorrow. And I have a feeling some of those requests won't let you come. Now, silence. Of all the days of the year, upon that day, if I had then laid wormwood to my dug, sitting in the sun under the dove house wall, my lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But, as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug and felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it tetchy and fall out with the dug, shake, quoth the dove house, 'twas no need, I trow, to bid me trudge. And since that time it is 11 years, for then she could stand alone, nay, by the road. She could have run and waddled all about, but even the day before she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, he was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, doth, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit. Wilt thy not, Julie? And, by my holy dame, the pretty wretch left crying and said, ay, to see now how a jest shall come about. I warrant I should live 1,000 years. I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel? Quoth he. And, pretty fool, it stinted and said, ay. Enough of this, I pray thee. Hold thy peace. Yes, madam, yet I cannot choose but laugh, to think it should leave crying and say, ay. And yet, I warrant, it had upon its brow a bump as big as a young cockerel stone, a perilous knock, and it cried bitterly. Yea, quoth my husband, thou hast upon thy face. Thou wilt fall backward when thou comest to age. Wilt thou not, Jewel? It stinted, and said, ay. And stint thou too, I pray thee, nurse, say I. Peace, I have done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that ever I nursed. And I might live to see thee married once. I have my wish. Marry, that marry is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your disposition to be married? It is an honor that I dream not of. An honor, were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst such wisdom from thy teat. Well, hey, that was kind of loud. Don't interrupt me, it's incredibly rude. Good girl. Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you, here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years, but you are now a maid. Thus, then in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love. A man, young lady, lady, such a man, is all the world. Why, he's a man of wax. Verona's summer hath not such a flower. Nay, he's a flower, in faith, a very flower. What's it, hey, what did we just say, huh? I'm trying to give a reading here that people can hopefully enjoy, and you are just being distracting and rude in the background. Do you want me to turn the toy off?
No, sir.
Leave you there, tied up?
No,
okay, then you be quiet. Don't you dare interrupt me again. Don't even think about coming. What say you, Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read o'er the volume of young Paris's face, and find delight writ there with beauty's pen. Examine every married lineament, and see how one another lends content. And what obscured in this fair volume lies, find written in the margin of his eyes. The precious book of love, this unbound lover, to beautify him only lacks a cover. The fish lives in the sea, and 'tis much pride for fair without the fair within to hide. That book in many's eyes doth share the glory, that in gold clasps locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess, by having him making yourself no less? No less? Nay, bigger, women grow by men. Speak briefly, can you like of Paris, love? I'll look to like, if looking liking more move, but no more deep will I endart mine eye, than your consent gives strength to make it fly. Madam, the guests are come, supper served up, you called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I must hence to wait, I beseech you, follow straight. We follow thee, Juliet, the county stays. Go, girl, seek happy nights to happy days. And that was scene 3 of Romeo and Juliet. Did you enjoy that, Pep?
Yes, sir.
Good. You lasted longer than I thought. Although you were quite rude. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I think we'll let the people listening decide. If you want her to be punished, just say so in the comments or PM me. Or her. She'll tell me. So, simple Stella. Would you like to come? You can do so under one condition. I don't expect to be able to hear you. Agreed? I say agreed. This is non-negotiable. You will do this for me. Good girl. No. I want you to come. I want you to come hard. Just a whisper. Can you do that for me? Good girl. Now, come. I need to hear you come. You do as I say. You're being too loud. Come. I want to hear you come. Look, I want to hear it as a whisper. Like if I was fucking you in public. I don't want anyone else to know. Oh, I'd be quiet if I was you. Maybe we're at the cinema or the movies. Fucking at the back, trying to keep it a secret. Maybe you're in the bushes at the park. Maybe you were in a museum, and I've just lifted up your skirt in the corner. And decided to fuck you there. Pulled your panties to one side, and just slide my cock in between your pussy. Hello, Pat. Are you going to come again? Okay. But be very quietly. Come for now. That's it. Come. Come so hard. Come now. You can be loud now. Quiet. You can be loud. This is just to give everyone an idea of what you're going through. Too loud. Quiet. Thank you. I don't want to get a headache now, would I? Well, hey, quiet. I think I've had just about enough. So you can turn it off now. Unbind your hands. This has been fun. I look forward to seeing what other requests you can come up with.